Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
The flame of hope has begun to fade in many, many people in our culture, but the flame of hope, sadly enough, has begun to fade in the church. Pastors speaking hopelessness. Believers that should know better speaking hopelessness. The flame of hope will begin to fade if we do not meet the new year with a new you. A new year needs a new you. Let me say it again for those of you that are writing notes. A new year needs a new you. Just as a new year doesn't magically make everything new, you don't become a new person overnight. It takes a lot of work. Your boy wasn't surprised when midnight struck 3 days ago and I looked in the mirror. I was not surprised that I wasn't 175 pounds with a six pack and bulging biceps and traps. I'm more of a keg guy, not a six pack. I got the whole thing working here. Why? Because nothing changes overnight. We've got to put every day, we've got to put our faith clothes on. We got to put the garment of praise on. Come on. We got to get our prayer life right. We got to get us more focused on Jesus than ever before. And I'm here to tell you that everybody, including the man that stands in front of you, we've got to renew ourselves every day, and especially going into a new year. If you expect a new year, God expects a new you. And we all can grow and become more like Jesus each and every day to become a different person. And this was so good from last night, I had to just bring a little bit of it this morning. There's some things that we need to do to become a new person. Number one, we have to realize we've got to make conscious decisions every day. All day. Every day. We make decisions what we're going to do with that day. Who we're going to go to lunch with. Come on now. We choose what we're going to listen to, what we're going to watch, what we're going to allow into our lives. We decide who we're going to do life with. We make all of these decisions every day. There are people that made decisions and they had such great hope in December that this was going to be a brand new day, but they stayed in their pajamas and they just rolled over and they're on about the ninth snooze today and they're hoping that it gets better. They're just going to get a rerun of 2020 or a repeat of another year. But because you got out of bed and you put on your clothes this morning and said, I'm going to the house of God, what you're saying is I'm not satisfied with who I've been. I'm not even satisfied with who I am. I've got a God on the inside of me that won't let me stay. Won't let me stay like I am. Won't let me stay like I was, but is building something new in me. If you're going to become a different person, it's going to take new input. That means what you ingest through your eyes, your ears, and your spirit. There are spirits all around us every day. If we could see through spiritual eyes, we would pray more, because you didn't know what kind of evil spirits you rub elbows with every day at your job and every day at the HEB and every day when you're pumping gas and sometimes even around the Thanksgiving or Christmas table. Some of them have the last name as we do, and we've got to understand that we've got to stay so spirit-filled and so fired up in the Holy Ghost that we can discern that is not going to be good for my 2021. That is not going to help me fulfill God's call and purpose for my life. Jesus didn't save me for eternity to have me wallow in that kind of misery because I ingest and allow the wrong things in my life. For a new you, it's going to take new relationships, new people. One of my greatest friends, and this is where you've got to realize, great friends sometimes say bad things. Doesn't make them bad people. Now, if they keep saying bad things, you might want to reevaluate whether they need to be a friend. But one of my friends said, he said this yesterday on social media. He said, if you continuously are cutting off people every January 1st, he said, maybe you're the problem. No, I'm not the problem. It's not every year. It's every day. I'm looking at my circle. I'm looking at my relationship saying, are they still good for me? Am I still good for them? Are they just scaffolding that God sent to build me up and take me to the next level? Or am I supposed to be in relationship with them for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Let me encourage you. There's some people from 2020 that were not supposed to make the trip with you in 2021. That's why God has separated you. And just like Abraham and Lot, the moment you separate from Lot, God's about to drop a new blessing in your life. You realize that the moment Lot walked away from Abraham, God gave Abraham the second half of the covenant. I'm here to tell you, as much as I love everybody in my life, nobody is worth the covenant blessing and promise of God. If I gotta cut them loose, I'll cut them loose. If I gotta walk away, I'll walk away. If they need to walk away, they can walk away, because my goal and your goal is to be everything that God has called us to be. Somebody say amen. Oh, here's a good one. A new level of expectation. Got to get our expectation bigger, better, more, stronger. What are you expecting? Well, I was shocked because we talk about this millennial generation and these under 20-year-olds. And a lot of times we talk about them so negatively and that they're greedy and all they want. Man, I asked about 2 weeks ago, what'd you ask for Christmas? And 3 out of the 5 said, I didn't ask for anything. One of them, and he's sitting here today, said, I just want some boneless chicken wings. I asked him last night, I said, you get your boneless wings? He said, no. I said, my God. Can I encourage you, church? Ask bigger. Don't ask according to what you want and you need and you think you deserve. Ask according to what God knows you need, knows what you're going to have to make it through this year. Can I tell you, don't dumb down your aspirations based on the people that you work with, the people that you live around. Don't let anybody rob you from your dream. Don't let anybody steal the vision God has given you. And when God gives you vision, He gives you provision. And our expectation, it's not, God, I want you to bring my son home and save him. It's, God, save my son and save all of his hoodlum friends. God, save my ex-husband and his new wife. God, I want you all. Oh, come on now. I want you to break out revival on my job. Change your expectation. Quit praying that your boss would get transferred to another department. Start praying that your boss get saved and Holy Ghost Spirit filled. Or how about instead of him going to another department, how about you leapfrog him and you become his boss? See, there's a lot of greater prayers and there's greater expectation. The next time you pray to God, I want you to start thinking about what he wants. Let your will be done in me, around me, and for me. Another thing that has to change for us to become a new person for the new year is our level of worship. Our level of worship does not mean we lift our hands higher. It could. It doesn't mean we come to the altar as close as we can. We've had some fanatical worshipers. Remember the guy that used everywhere? We called him Vortex. He could spin with the best of them. There was another guy that used to be in the balcony up here. I called him Machine Gun Joe. During worship, you said, do I got to become like that? I hope not. Because when we talk about greater levels of worship, we're not talking about lifting hands higher. We're not talking about coming closer to the altar. What we're talking about is quantity worship, quality worship, worshiping on days that are not Sunday and Wednesday, worshiping on Thursday afternoon when it doesn't make sense to worship. Worship when your flesh is trying to flesh out and go crazy and you beat it into submission by worshiping a little while. We're not talking about higher hands and closer to the altar. We're talking about every day of your life, letting your life be worship to God. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto
unto God, which is my reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. That is what is worship. Not just lifting hands. That's an expression of worship. Every once in a while you see me, I'll run in place because white boys can't dance. That really doesn't fit on a Sunday morning. What are you doing? There's something going on the inside of me. And my expression is this. My expression is this. Your expression is to run. Your expression is to walk. But worship is not an expression. Worship is a lifestyle of connecting to God. For a new you, we need new prayer. New level of prayer. Let me tell you how a new level of prayer happens. It's the same as worship. New quantity and new quality. Talking to God when you don't need a thing. You just want to talk to him. You know how much time Mandy and I spend talking about things that don't matter? Star Wars. Cobra Kai, why I added things onto her Netflix account. We are in relationship. And so I don't have to just have something that I need, because relationships that only call you for something when they need it, it's 11 o'clock. Most of the kids aren't in here. But back in the day, they called that a, you said it, booty call. I was waiting for someone to say it before I said it. No relationship. I just want you to give me something. And when I get that something, I don't have to live with you. I don't have to marry you. Oh, come on. I don't have to be in covenant with you. I don't have to pledge my allegiance to you. I don't have to have anything. I just want what you have. And the moment I get what you have, I don't have to talk to you again until I need something. Let me tell you what prayer is. Prayer is not a direct line to God and treat him like Santa Claus. Prayer is a direct line to God. God, what you doing today? I just want to be a part of what you're doing. God, let me tell you what I'm doing, and you can tell me, is this something I should be doing? Should I be doing it a different way? Should I be doing it with different people? Should I be doing it a different place? Talking to God. Not only a new level of prayer is quantity and quality. Let me just encourage you with this. This blessed me this morning. God said, Brandon, I want you to pray new prayers. 2021. New prayer. Stretching. Stretching who I am. Because I'll be honest with you, after about 15 minutes of prayer, I just start praying in the Holy Ghost. Because I've run out of earthly things and English things to pray for. So I start praying in the Holy Ghost. And every once in a while, Brother Bermea, I'll throw in a Gloria a Dios every once in a while. There we go. Thank you. But I've got to start reaching. And when I'm praying and God brings Michael into my mind, I can't just say, oh, God, bless Michael, and move on to Sister Tammy. I should say, oh, God, bless Michael. God, I pray that you would rise up around him, a hedge of defense. I don't know what he's going through, and I know the enemy's after him because he's a man of God. He's a man in leadership. He's leading his family, this church and community. God, I pray that your Holy Ghost would rise up on the inside of him like never before. Bless him coming in. Bless him going out. Bless him when he rises. Bless him when he goes to sleep. Bless the fruit of his loins, all four of them. Bless his family. Bless his marriage. New prayer, new expectation. Come on now. New prayer, new worship, new expectation. A new level of studying God's word. A new level of studying God's word. If this is the only Bible you get, you're starving. You're starving. If the only word you get is what Bishop says on Wednesday night, you're starving. You could go to one of the Brazilian steakhouses today, and some of you will because you're starting to fast tonight, and you can eat as you can eat until you feel like you can't hold another bite, and you can eat yourself sick. But guess what? Tomorrow morning when you wake up, guess what you're going to be? Hungry. Or as us country folks say, hungry. But what happens when you get hungry and you do not eat? You become hangry. Oh, come on. Some of you are married to a hangry person. Some of you are hangry right now. That's why you're looking at me like you've been sucking on lemons all week. Mandy gets hangry, and she don't mind. She's like, I'm getting hangry. And I know, man, we better pull over. We better go to lunch. Because when you get hangry, listen to the spiritual part now. When you get hangry, you start acting a way that you normally would not act. You start doing things that you normally would not do. You start saying things which create your world in words that you normally would not say. So I say that to say this. Don't let a day go without getting into the Word of God. Get you a devotional. Get you a study Bible. Get you the Bible on audio so you can listen to it on work. Get you a couple Facebook friends you can be encouraged by. Listen to Stephen Furtick, Mike Todd, Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen. I don't care where you're getting it from, as long as it's the Word of God. You ingest that Word so you don't do things, say things, and act a way that is below who God has called you to be. We're preaching this morning. Come on. Oh, here's another one. New level of serving. Jesus said, if you want to be great, you must first learn to serve. Not chasing titles, chasing towels. Not chasing positions that are lofty, but chasing the position of being on your knees and washing someone's feet. Serving someone who is not where you are. And let me tell you something. Serving up is good. It's called honor. Serving down is better. It's called ministry. Serving up, I'm an honor guy. I honor Bishop. I honor Pastor Becky. Not as parents, but when we're in this place, they're my bishop. They're my pastors. They can rebuke me. They can reproof. They can offer correction to me. I honor them. I don't ever see it very hard to honor people or serve people who are worthy of service. But when Jesus gets down to wash the feet of Peter, who is about to cuss everybody out and deny him three times, and not only say, I'm not a disciple, but I never knew the man, filled with expletives, for him to get down on his knee and wash his feet, he knew that the Jesus that was going to the cross had to be blameless, had to not have any spot, wrinkle, no pollution or dilution. He was the perfect sacrifice. And can I encourage you with this, church? You can serve your way to new levels. You can serve your way into new seasons. You can serve your way into the greatest year of your life. You say, how do I do that? Serving can be an usher at Living Way. You can sing on this platform. You can teach Sunday school or Catalyst Kids. But serving is also praying for somebody outside the walls of this church, being kind to one another, turning the other cheek. And listen, we need more service. We need more service. This past week, Tyler and I were out buying fireworks because we get redneck on New Year's Eve and July 4th. We're out there buying fireworks. I pull my truck in. It's a diesel truck. And I pull into one of these gas stations that only has two diesel pumps. The first pump is taken, so I got to, and it's packed. I got to go all the way around, and I'm backing my truck up trying to get up. And this woman just cuts me off. I didn't bless her, I'm gonna be honest. But I didn't cuss her neither. I said, man, out of nowhere, she just cut me off. Driving a very nice vehicle. Her husband's riding shotgun. I put my diesel pump in. I'm filling my truck up with diesel, and I turn around. She's putting diesel in her unleaded car.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I walked past her. How do you do, ma'am? Happy New Year's to you. Walked in. I said, Tyler, does such and such car take diesel? He said, nope. I said, that woman that cut us off was putting diesel in that car. Tyler says, looks like karma is coming quick in 2021. The world calls it karma. We call it you reap what you sow.
I didn't scream. I didn't holler. All of those days are behind me. No more. You got a kinder, gentler Brandon. Why? Because I want to go up. And if I want to go up, I must go down. I must serve. A new level of serving. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, serve well. Tell them, join a ministry. Here's another one, new level of commitment. I'm almost done for today. A new level of commitment. Every once in a while, someone will come up to me and say, Pastor, I've been married for 20 years and we're going to renew our vow. I love it. I love that expression. I love that expression because what it means is to this man and woman is two things. Either we need to be reminded of each other's love and remind everybody else that we're still going strong, we're still married, we're still digging in and honoring the covenant we made before God. But I love the fact that they're saying, I still love you. Because how many of you know, and I'm not talking about Chris and Heather, they can glean what they want to out of my next statements. How many of you know when you're dating, you're getting the best version you've ever seen of that person? They smell the best. They look the best. Come on, sir. When she gets done taking off that wig, popping off all her fingernails, taking them eyelashes off, and taking that can of paint off her face, you better see her before you get married. Looked like she ran through a color 5K run with just her face. Easy. All right, I'm going to listen to you, Elder. I'm going to listen to you. But after you've been married 20 years, 25 years, seen them at their best, seen them at their worst, you've seen them in sickness and in health. You've seen them lose their hair and gain a couple pounds, just a couple. Like 40 times, just a couple, but just a couple here and there. You've had fights, or as the Quesada said, discussions that the neighbors could hear five houses down. But all of these things that you could have left, but you didn't. Could have thrown in the towel, but you didn't. And you said, I choose to stand before God and man again and say, I love you from death. From here till death do us part. Good, bad, sickness and in health, richer for poor. Can I just tell you that I've been married to Jesus for a long time. I'm the bride of Christ. We as the church are the bride of Christ. Guess what? I've seen some ugly things in the name of church. I've seen some people flesh out. I've had people talk about me and my family and say derogatory things and lie about us and all of those things, but I'm here to still say, God, I still love you. I still love the church. I'm still going to serve. I'm still committed. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not running out. I'm not quitting. I'm not getting quieter. I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to be what God has called me to be, and God, you can count on me. Come hell, come high water in 2021, every time the doors are open and Living Way, I'm going to be on the front row. I'm going to have my hands up. I'm going to worship through the pain. I'm going to praise through the pain. And I'm going to make sure that God knows when the doors are open, Brandon's going to be right there worshiping, praising, serving, and doing what I've called him to do. Pastor Becky, if you'll come, a new year, if you're taking notes, write this. A new year without a new you will just be a rerun of the past. How many of you are you binge watch Hulu, Netflix? You watch a lot of that. How many of you are Cobra Kai fans? Any Cobra Kai fans? Tyler and I already finished the 10 episodes. You want me to offer you some spoilers? Any spoilers? I think we should take an offering right now if you don't want spoilers. I'm kidding. Once I watch something, to me it's over. Unless it's really, really good. Very few movies do I watch again. Mandy just watched the entire franchise of Star Wars all over again in the last 2 weeks. She invited me to do it. I did not do it. I have still never seen them. But she loved them so much. Loved them so much, she watched them again. I'm here to tell you, I don't want a rerun of 2020. But I'm here to tell you, 2019, great year. The greatest single year of Mandy's and my life. As great as that year was, I don't want a rerun of that year. Because I don't want good to become the enemy of my great. And so I'm here to tell you, as bad as 2020 might have been for you and yours, as good as another year 10 years ago might have been, you do not want God to replicate or duplicate something he has already done. You want God to show up in 2021 and say, hey, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. That's what the text said. He said, write it down. What I'm about to tell you, these words are true. These words are faithful. I know I got people in the house today. You put 2020 behind you, you slammed the door, and you stepped into a brand new year. But I need you to stand up on your feet right now. I need you to start giving God a crazy praise. I need you to announce to God right now, God, you're getting a new me. A new me in this new year. A new me in this new year. Praise God. I just tell a little bit on myself. Mandy said something earlier this year that hurt me. And we talked about it. And she wasn't saying it in a mean way, but it just reminded me who I used to be. She said, you used to be so mean, M-E-A-N. And in my mind, I'm rough, I'm gruff, blunt. Some of that is me turned up to a volume 12 for personality. But in times past, I've lived at like an 8 on that scale. But what hurt me was when she said, you, when we first got married, were really mean to me. And it hurt me. Because she's the one I love the most. Of anyone on this earth that has ever lived or will ever live. And when I found out that who I used to be was not who I wanted to be, it hurt me for a moment until she said, but you've gotten so much better. You treat me so nice now. It doesn't undo what I did, how I spoke to her, but it puts me in a place where I'm thinking, God, thank you for a clean slate, for me to become a better man, a better husband, a better father. God, thank you for a new year for me to become a better believer, a better pastor, a better civilian, a better brother, better son. And I believe that God would whisper to you today, you're not who you used to be, but you're still not all I created you to be. And I believe that God's plans for ministry, purpose, destiny, but his plans for your family, for your marriage, for your business, for your money, great big plans. God's saying, you're not ready yet, but there's a new year and I'm going to do some new things, but I need you to become new so that you're ready for the new things that I'm about to give you, so that you're ready for the new things that I'm about to do in your life. If that's you, I want you to join the dozen and a half that are already in this altar today. God, I'm ready to be a new person. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Some of the finest people I know at Living Way are in this altar right now. Our leaders are in this altar right now. People that have been coming just a few weeks are in this altar right now. People that are first-time guests are in this altar right now. Families are in this altar right now. New members are in this altar right now. Childhood friends are in this altar right now. Our worship team's in this altar right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. There is an awakening. There is a reviving in us that the God of again has shown up, that he's going to do greater things. If he did it before, he will do it again. And it's not going to be the same again. It's going to be something brand new. But that God that has proven he is God already. If you're in this house and you don't know Jesus, It's a tough life. There is no future outside of Jesus Christ. He's the only way to get to heaven. He is the Son of God. If you've never given your life to Jesus, now is your moment. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, now is your moment.